Here's a question most business coaches never think to ask. When a potential client is deciding between three coaches who all have great testimonials and similar pricing, what actually tips the decision? I'm Nick Gaske from Podbros Media, and today we are talking about something I call the authority deficit. It is the invisible gap between coaches who get chosen and coaches who get skipped, even when their actual coaching skills are identical. Here's the reality in 2026. High-ticket coaching clients, the ones writing checks for $10,000, $15,000, or $20,000, they do their homework before they ever book a discovery call. They go to your website, they read your about page, they check your LinkedIn, and if all they find is written content, blog posts, maybe a newsletter, they keep looking. Not because your written content is bad, but because written content alone cannot demonstrate the one thing these clients are buying: how you think, how you communicate, and whether they can actually see themselves working with you. Now think about the coach they eventually choose. Same credentials, same price range. But this coach has a podcast, or a video series, or both. The prospect clicks play on a single episode. Within 8 minutes, they hear this coach break down a problem they are facing. They hear the tone, the pacing, the empathy. They experience what it would actually feel like to be coached by this person. That is not content marketing. That is a trial session that happens without the coach being in the room, and it is converting high-ticket clients on autopilot. Let me give you some numbers that should make every coach paying for Facebook ads sit up straight. Podcast listeners are 54% more likely to consider a brand after hearing it mentioned on a show they trust. For coaches, you are the brand. When someone listens to you for 20 minutes, the familiarity and trust that builds is qualitatively different from reading 1,000 words on a blog. Even more telling, research from Edison shows that weekly podcast listeners have a 23% higher brand recall than non-listeners. For a coach, brand recall is the difference between getting the discovery call and getting forgotten. Now here's where it gets really interesting for coaches in the Phoenix and Scottsdale market. Local SEO is becoming one of the most powerful client acquisition channels for high-ticket service providers. When someone searches Business Coach Scottsdale or Executive Coach Phoenix, the coaches who appear in search results with podcast episodes and video content have a structural advantage. Google rewards multimedia content. Podcasts create indexed pages. Episodes generate backlinks. The whole thing compounds. But here's what I hear from coaches all the time. I do not have time to produce a podcast. I do not have the equipment. I do not know what to talk about. And my answer is always the same. You do not need to produce a podcast. You need to show up and have real conversations. The production, the editing, the distribution, the SEO, that is what a production team is for. At Podbros Media, we work with coaches from our studio at 7555 East Osborne Road in Scottsdale. The process is simple. You come in for one session a month. In about 3 hours, you record 4 to 6 episodes. You talk about what you already know, client scenarios, frameworks, the advice you give every day. Our team handles everything after that: audio engineering, editing, show notes, distribution to Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and the embedded player on your website. You walk out with a month of content, and every single episode is out there, 24/7, doing the work of a discovery call without you being in the room. The authority deficit is real. Your best prospects are researching you right now. The question is whether they find enough to feel confident booking that call, or whether they find a competitor who gave them something to listen to. If you want to see what a branded podcast looks like for your coaching practice, head to podbrosmedia.com/free-session. We will walk you through the entire system. I'm Nick Gaske. Thanks for listening to the Podbros Playbook.